First Saturday of April. It is April 6th, and it's the Saturday episode, so Kyle and I get to hang out with Chris and Christy on the writing team to talk about some of the amazing things going on in this amazing industry, in this amazing time. Got an eclipse coming up on Monday.
Whoa, that's going to be crazy.
It seems like this thing has snowballed on me without me realizing it. Like, it's kind of a big deal, I guess. I mean, it's cool. Yeah. So cool, right? Like, once in 300 years, it's over the U.S. I mean, it's going to happen in Europe. But, I mean, like, people are going nuts over this. Like, hotels are sold out.
Syracuse is, like, in the total blackout.
Yeah.
Like, you will have 10 minutes of, like, no light.
Yes.
It's kind of wild.
Can't wait. I'm going to rob a bunch of banks. Great. It's going to be great.
I love, you know, for me now, you had snow yesterday. That's ridiculous. But for me, the move to April signifies like also a move in what dealers do in the community.
Yes.
Because outside and it's
season shift
time. And like we've been talking about like all of the things everyone has done in the showroom and now they get out of the showroom. I don't know if that's what we're talking about today. I just feel like that's probably going to happen on future Saturdays.
For sure. Well, we're going to welcome Chris and Christy to the show. What's up, guys? Good to have you here.
Hey, guys.
All right. You always bring us some of the deep cuts from the auto industry, things going on the front lines that you've picked up over the course of the week. Christy, what are you highlighting this week?
So, as our listeners may already know, we've been kind of following along with Will Gadara's Unreasonable Hospitality. He is going to be our keynote speaker at a SotuCon,
which we're super
excited about. And honestly, like it's been a real joy to kind of like dig into his book and just see how many like ways that, you know, his industry with just dealing with people on a daily basis in a restaurant really kind of can translate to dealerships and just the way that, you know, you take care of people. So this week I kind of was digging into a portion of his book where he was kind of talking about perfectionism versus excellence and how he really just strives for excellence because perfection's impossible. And being a perfectionist can, you know, often really kind of hinder your ability to be hospitable because you're kind of wrapped up in this, you know, world of just trying to do absolutely everything perfectly.
That's so true.
And one thing that he said, one quote that he had in there that was really impactful was it may not be possible to do everything perfectly. It is possible to do many things perfectly. So kind of with that in mind, I actually really loved this story that I found from service director John Frazier at Woody Anderson Ford in Huntsville, Alabama. He was talking about an experience that a customer had that was kind of unfortunate in their service bay. Their customer wasn't happy. They were frustrated, you know, kind of, I guess, left a bad taste in their mouth. So John immediately picked up the phone and called this customer to try and make it right. And basically, he came to find out that one of her big frustrations was kind of surrounding the fact that someone in her family was about to have a newborn. And so John quickly rushed to make everything right, made sure everything was, you know, repaired correctly with her car, and then also filled their trunk with a bunch of newborn supplies.
Oh,
and
I love it.
Wow.
As an apology for, you know, not making everything perfect the first time. And I just absolutely love that because to me, that is the perfect example of something maybe not being perfect, but showing absolute excellence in, you know, in execution.
Wow. I mean, love that.
So much of hospitality is not just what you do first, but what you do next.
Exactly.
Right? So much of caring is not what the first interaction is. It's what the next interaction is. And it's like the next layer of support. And whether you messed up or whether you didn't do it perfect or whether it just wasn't amazing, the next thing actually gets more weight in someone's experience with you as a brand or a person than the first thing, interestingly enough. And so I love that it's like, recognize the problem, move in and sweep in like with all of the juice, because that's what will be remembered.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was just such a, like I said, a powerful example of how, you know, turning something that, you know, was maybe an unfortunate experience into something that, you know, that I'm sure that customer will never forget.
Wow. I had one of my very first boss in the auto industry was the owner of a Chevy dealership in upstate New York. It was the first auto job I had ever had. I was a service advisor. And, you know, he very, very clearly said, when you have an issue, because I think I was probably frustrated because, you know, like, we got something wrong for a customer, and I don't like to get things wrong for, you know, for people. I like people to be happy with me. And he said, whenever a situation happens where we maybe mess something up or miss something, he said, you should actually get excited about that, because customers that you have the opportunity to walk through a mistake, you can make it so good on the other end that you will have a way stronger relationship with them because of what you're able to extend to them after you messed up, that it's better and stronger than a relationship as if you got it right the first time. And like, that was my first dip into like somebody willing to go above and beyond to be hospitable to somebody when you got something wrong. So that brought that memory right back to mind,
Yeah. I think I just want to shout out Christy's work on this article, because like, at first when you imagine expert restaurant and hotel and hospitality person coming to talk to auto dealers, it might not be an easy connection to make in your mind. You might wonder, how much more hospitable can a showroom get? Can an experience at a dealership get? But like, Christy's doing the deep dive and the important work of going and finding lived experiential stories from dealers that jump off the page when we sit and read Unreasonable Hospitality. Got so it. Like, connections are already happening, that they already exist. We're just, you know, like all good art, we're just revealing something that's already there, you know?
Yes, right. Exactly.
Really good. So I just want to say, like, with my, you know, my corner of this conversation, I just want to be sure that people know, like, these articles are coming out once a week. And I guess they will until AsotaCon or the book runs out of chapters. But yeah, they're worth checking out. Like, if you're not following those from the email back to the full write-ups on the website, then I really have to advise or suggest that you do advise. No one's coming to me for advice, but suggestions. I got those.
They come for that every single day.
Are you kidding me,
they
Chris?
Come for it every day. Don't sell yourself short.
I know it.
I guess so.
So true. So true. You know, I think Will, Kyle and I got to spend a little time with Will, I guess it's 2 weeks ago about, and it was very apparent, like, the book Unreasonable Hospitality and the stories in it really did just flow out of his experience. He shared the story when we interviewed him, and if you haven't heard it yet, you really should go. It's housed under our Auto Collabs podcast, AutoCollabs, or you could probably just search like Asodu Will Gadara on YouTube and it probably would come up. But when he wasn't even planning on writing the book, and he got the idea to write a book from, was it Simon Sinek that gave him the idea, said, you need to write this book.
Yeah.
And so the fact that he was planning on kind of just moving forward in life, keeping this stuff, like, obviously deploying it in person and throughout his things, but the fact this book was really the outflow of just his belief that there is a general nobility in service, and that when we serve one another, it is one of the highest things we can do. And whether that looks like a trunk full of newborn supplies and equipment, or whether it's a small gesture, like, the reason you feel good about when you serve somebody well is because there is just an inherent nobility to service that's built into humanity. Yeah. And man, I'm looking forward to a lot of people getting to meet him in person at AsotaCon. Like, you know, Kyle and I had a few minutes with him, and we were hoping that this whole initiative, right, talking about it on this podcast, featuring stories in our email, having Will at AsotaCon, you know, our hope is that this whole initiative gets people looking at everything they do in the industry as we say, more than cars, and that dealerships begin to be known as places of hospitality. Mm. We got a lot of runway here, folks.
A lot of runway, a lot of opportunity there. Like, wouldn't it be cool if auto is known as like, oh, those are the most, that's the most hospitable industry.
It can happen. It can happen. Some dealerships, it's already the truth.
That's absolutely right. They'll be at AsotaCon. You should be there.
Yeah, they will. Hey, thank you so much for joining us, Chris and Christy. We love sharing these deep cuts from the industry with you, but they're practical things you can work on every single day. We will see you next week on Eclipse Day. Woo!